Shine my life from sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for our morning mirrors. It's a yichyu. Spoke to the rest of so much. And Mordechai Dinel Krakach to them. Well, and over me layem. Eliyahu ben Sariya go again. Bula racha ben Sgula. Bracha b'tzlach b'chol seidem. Mordechai Eliyahu Hillel. Ben Yosef HaLevi. Bracha b'tzlach b'chol manse. Yaldav the Ramban. Ala Torah and Parashas Emor writes. V'amar kol etzus b'Yisrael. Kolom or kol asher om Yisrael. Migdolam v'ad kotnam. Shlo yadai b'echad b'nei abayis. Lodr b'suk of Asher Yeshu v'vatim. Aval kulam Yeshu b'sukas. Ramban says that when it tells us kol ezrach b'Yisrael, it's telling us every Jew from young to old has to sit in the sukkah, and it's not enough that one of the members of the household is sitting in the sukkah and everybody else is sitting in the house. No. Or everybody who's chayav in mitzvahs has to sit in the sukkah. So it would appear that there's a tzad to say that not everybody has to sit in the sukkah. What sort of a hava mean is that? That only one of the members of the household should have to sit in the sukkah. But we do find that by Ner Chanukah. By Ner Chanukah we see that it's enough that one person should light. And he's mostly the whole house. Nobody else has the light. That's Ner Ishu Beiso. One person lights and everybody is Yotze. So we see that there's a mitzvah, that the holy Yisod of the mitzvah is Talib Bayis, that the Bayis has the candle lit, and Memelo, Ner Ishu Beiso, this Ner of this person is mostly the Bayis, and he's Yotze, Pirtume Nisa. So maybe that's Pshat in the Ramban, says the Or Avram, that there was a Habamina, that Sukkah is also the same vort, that only one of the Bnei Bayis has to sit in the Sukkah, because Mitzvah Sukkah, according to the Ramban, is a din of Pirtume Nisa, as we're going to see. And since it's also connected to the house, Memela, Pirtume Nisa of the house, is that one person should sit in the Sukkah. There's a Shem Dira, so you have this Pirtume Nisa of the Sukkah. And that's enough. Kamash malam that not kol ezrach b'Yisrael. The Yisod HaDabar, that the union of Sukkah is Pirtume Nisa, we can see from what it says in Parashas Emor 23:43. Rashi writes, "Keep a Sukkah Soishavti Anane Kavod." And so writes the Targum Yonis and other Mefarshim. See the Ramban. So Vaday Nira Sheinyan Zeh Shel Anane Kavod is a double Shel Neis. And the Torah says that the reason of Yeshiva Sukkah is to be mefarsim this nes. Balaturim writes, "Mitziv alasus sukkas betchilas achayref shimay osen osa b'kaitz lo yenikra le yenir shoysen letzel." Why do we do it in the beginning of the winter, what we call the fall? Because if we would do it in the summer, it wouldn't be nikkar. It would appear that we're just doing it for the shade. So the reason we do it in the beginning of the winter is to show that we're not doing it for the heat. We're doing it because we want to be mefarsim the neis, we can say. The Torah just says that we do it not in the summer, so it's clear that we're not doing it for our own personal comfort. But we can say it's because we want to show dafka that it's for the Anani HaKavod, that it's to remember the neis. The Torah writes in Tav Reish Chav Hey, that we do it at this time of year because to remind us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected us with the Anani HaKavod. And even though we left in Nisan, we don't build sukkahs in Nisan because it's not clear that it's a person's doing it out of mitzvah. So we want it to be clear that a person's doing it mitzvah the mitzvah. What does it matter that it's clear we're doing it mitzvah the mitzvah as long as we know? And the answer is that it should be Pirtume Nisa. That everybody should recognize that it should be Pirtume Nisa, like we have in the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, that tells us that if a person's holding a Ner Chanukah and he's just standing there lo asa klum, because the Gemara says haro omred v'tzarchu hu dinakit lei, that he's just holding it for his own purposes, and Rashi says l'shtamish l'leka heker nisa, and there's no heker of the neis if he's just standing and holding and he's doing it for himself. So there has to be a heker for the neis. So, Asr l'shtamish l'aura d'ner Chanukah, the Gemara says, in Shabbos Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, Shia nikar shu ner mitzvah, it should be clear it's a ner mitzvah. So there has to be a heker. So to by Sukkah, you might think that there just has to be a heker, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in the Anani HaKavod. So you have one representative of the family, and he's sitting in the Sukkah, and that's enough for us. Rashi, L'man Yehidu, Sukkah Beis Amid Aleph, Atzei Sukkah Shiv, Shivasa Nikeres Lecha Dechsiv, so it can't be higher than 20 amos. It has to be clear, because you have to know that it's for the neis. You have to be aware, you have to be conscious. So we can compare Ner Chanukah and Sukkah that both are, you have to be far same the nice, and therefore there's a havamina here that one person would be enough. And where Shabbos chafala from Beis Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, the Gabbai Adin Shal Mahajir Min Mahajir Beis Shammai says the Yom Rishon Madlik Shmaini Mikan Veilech Parches V'Hailech. And we see that the reason of Beis Shammai is connected Parei Achag. In other words, just like Parei Achag, the Karbanos are Mismayit V'Holech, Kamo Kein V'Ner Chanuk Arayu Parches V'Hailech. Ayin Sham B'Divrei HaRamban. So we have to understand, what does Ner Chanukah have to do with the Parim of the Chag of Sukkos? That just like the Parim of the Chag of Sukkos is Mismayit V'Holech, so through the Ner Chanukah is Mismayit V'Holech. Ma Kesher, in the Aruch HaShulchan, he writes, because Al Yedei HaGzeres Batlu HaKriv B'Chag of Sukkos HaAvar V'Shmini Yatzeres. V'Lachen L'Zakar Zichron Zeh Asu Shmoni Yameim Chanukah. U'Melech Sherul Hem En HaShemayim V'Nei Shel Adlaka Harim Shel Skim V'Yodem L'Asu Shmoni Yameim. So the it says in the Sefer Chashmonai, because of the Xeris, they didn't bring sacrifices on Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres. And therefore, they made 8 days of Chanukah. When, in other words, there was a nace for 8 days, and they showed, they were mevatel Sukkos and Shmini Atzeres. So what the Jews did was is that they lit, is that they decided that they're going to that they're going to make 8 days of Chanukah. From the Aruch HaShulchan, it seems that first they decided they're going to make 8 days of Chanukah to commemorate the 8 days of Sukkos and Shmini Atzeres. They were mevatel the Karbanos, and then they had the their miracle that it lit for 8 days. So they're showing Min HaShemayim that they're masking to make 8 days. And that would be Pshat and Beis Shammai, that Keneged Parei HaChag, that's the catcher between Chanukah and Sukkos. Also the Baal HaTurim, Parashat Sam, where it says, V'ichoy lecha shemen zayis samach leish, samach shemen zayis l'sukkah. Lomer shegom rahal kol shmonis yimei Chanukah, keder shegom rosa kol shmonis yimei HaChag. So he says that you should take shemen zayis, and shemen zayis is juxtaposed to Sukkah and Parshas Emor, to tell you that you finish Hallel all 8 days of Chanukah, just like you finish it all 8 days of Sukkot. You say the complete Hallel. Ma Kesha. So the answer is that we see in the Machzor Vitri, Remez L'Chanukah Min HaTorah, that it's written after all the Moedos V'Yikhoi Lech Hashem and Zayi Zach. So that's the Remez to Chanukah. And when Yevanim went into the Hechel, they were metame all the Shemanim except for one Pach with the Chosim of the Kohen Gadol. And a Nes happened and they lived for 8 days. So from the fact that it was written with the Moados, we see that it's a Yom Tov like other Yomim Tovim. So what's the Kesher? To show you that Chanukah is a Moed like the other Moadim. That's why it's written after the Parsha of the Moadim. So you see the Ikar HaSmichus is to give a Remez and a Tzmachta for the Kfi of the Yom Tov of Chanukah, to show you that they're connected. That the Baal HaTurim says, that therefore you should say Hallel on both. And with this we could be Miyashiv, one of the 10,000 Yishuvim on the Kasha, the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says, how come Chanukah is 8 days and not seven? The miracle was 8 days, it was seven, not eight, they had enough for 1 day. So the answer is that Baal HaTurim wants to answer this question. Mitzad the Nes, it was 7 days, but it's connected to Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres. So it's telling you that the Chanukah is connected, so therefore it should be 8 days. You say Hallel for 8 days. And that's also, again, Keneged Parei HaChag, that the Parei HaChag are descending, are Mismayit V'Holech. So to near Chanukah is Mismayit V'Holech, you see this connection between Sukkot and Chanukah. They're both 8 days. They're both, the Gemara says, they're both Mitzmayit V'Holech. So, and with this we can understand the Gemara in Erchin, and the Yiram Aleph, that on Sukkot we say Hallel every day, Hallel Shalim, and on Pesach we don't, because Sukkot, we bring a different number of Korbanos every day, and Pesach we don't. In other words, Korban Musaf of Sukkot is different every day, because Parim Mitzmayit V'Holech, Mashen Kein on Pesach, right, it goes 13, 12, 11, 10, Mashenken on Pesach, the carbon is equal, is the same every day. And the Gemara's Rashi in Tainis Chafches Amid Be says that each day is like a chag b'fnei atzma. We still have to understand, why is that so? Why is it so that every day is a different number of karbanos? The Tosis and Tainis over there in Daf Chav Ches, he says Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, Hu Goymer HaHalel Aval Shmoni Yemei Pesach Lo, Mishum Deloy Dami LeChanukah NeChanukah V'Sukkos. The Chanukah Din Hu Ligmor HaHalel, the Kol Ches Yom Hu Ne'ayah Nes Misgadol, VeKol Chad Yom VeChad Yom Tov. V'Chein B'Sukkos Kol Yom VeYom VeYom Tov La'atzmon, Fi Shepari Chag Mismatim Lochem. Vel Pesach, Eino Mishtan Elo MeKorbanos Velo MeYom Tov, V'Chein Ein Gomer Bo HaHalel Elo Yom Rishon. That the first day of Pesach, if he completes Hallel, but not all the days of Pesach, because we can't compare Pesach to Chanukah and Sukkot. Because Chanukah, the din is to be Gomer Hallel, because all 8 days the nes got bigger and bigger, and each day was a Yom Tov. So to Sukkot, each day was a Yom Tov la'atzma, because Parei Achag Mismatin V'Holchin. But Pesach is not different, not in the Karbanos, not in the Yantav, and therefore you don't, you only say Halal Shalim one day. So from Tosa would appear that the reason you complete Halal and the Yantav of Sukkot every day is different than the reason that you do it on Chanukah every day, because by Chag the Iker reason is the Chiluk HaKarbanos, and that's the reason every day is considered a Yantav Bifnei Atzma. Shenkein Chanukah, the reason you're saying Halal every day is because the Nes is Mischadesh every day, that's what makes it a different Yantav. But based on what we said, according to the Ramban, it would appear that the Gedder of Chag HaSukkos is the union of Pesum and Nisi of Anani HaKavod, like we said earlier. And therefore we can say that Be'etzem Chanukah and Sukkot are equal. And just like Chanukah, we understand that every day is a Yom Tov Bifnei Atzmo, because every day the Nes is Misgadol, Mischadesh, it becomes greater. Because just because we had a Nes yesterday, wow, another Nes today, wow, it just keeps going. So we can say the same word about Sukkot, that we had the Anani HaKavod. So just because we have the Ananya cover today doesn't mean we're going to have the Ananya cover tomorrow. So therefore the Torah says that each day that you have it is another holiday. And Memela, Chalukim v'Karbanosim, different number of Karbanos, to show that every day is a different day, every day is a new Chag. And in fact, in the Ramah he writes, Tafrei Shain Beis, If Beis, B'Tofo, V'Layla Oz HaCheres, Yadlik Kamo B'Shar B'Nei Adam, Afa Pishalo Hidlik B'Rishayna. So in the other nights, even if you didn't write like the first night, you still light like other people, the Bir Hagura writes, of Leil Sacheris, Koshkasav Oisin Sukkah, Oisin Sukkah Bechol Shomoi, Bechain Khan, Cholayla Nes Bifnei Atzmo, Koshkasav Nisa Bechol Yom Isa, Vodam Lusfir, Luchsiv Tmimos. Wow. So the Gra tells us that you make a Sukkah on Cholamoit, even if you didn't make it the first day. So you have to do it, Mikan Veilach, because every day is a Mitzvah Bifnei Atzmo. The Gra says we can bring a Raya to that. Also, the Gabi Ner Chanukah, that every day is a mitzvah bifnei atzma, even if you didn't do it the previous, didn't light the previous day. But today is a new mitzvah, today is a new nes. By Sfiras Omer, it says Tmimos, so if you miss a day, you missed. But here, every day is a new mitzvah. So we see that Sukkot is like Chanukah, that every day is a new mitzvah. And therefore, if you missed the first, if you missed lighting one night, you light the next night. And so too, if you meet and make a Sukkot at the beginning, you also make it. You can sit in the Sukkah Vayter, but it's the same Yesod of Pirsumei Nisa. So that's the idea of Halal Kol Yemei Sukkos, that you say it every day, because every day is a new nes, every day is an Anei HaKavod, and that's the Havamina that one person alone can sit in the Sukkah. And that's going to be the Pesumei Nisa, just like Chanukah's Pesumei Nisa, and we saw all the Ksharim, there are more between Chanukah and the Sukkot. So Balachi Bolet is the Kesher that we see in the Gemara, that we say we're lighting in descending order because of the descending Parei Achag. So you see that there's a Kesher between Chanukah and Sukkot, and we saw Remez in the Torah, Shem and Zayi Zach. And with the Halil, the Halil Shalom every day. So every day is a new Nes. It's L'Nes Anani HaKavod. And Memela, it's Pesum Minis. It's enough that one person should sit in the Sukkah. Kamash Malan, then not. So that's a beautiful Mahalik over here. And Bezrat Hashem. Ani Mekaveh She Nachzor V'Nishna Perak Zeh. Shalom, Shalom, Ahuvai, Yedidai, Moray, V'Rabotai.